Sahaba are all perplexed. Who is this woman that enjoys such hospitality at the hands of Nabi alayhi salam? The Sahabi was the narrator of the hadith says, I tapped the other Sahabi. I said, who is this woman? So he said, هي أمه التي إرضعته. This is his foster mother who suckled him when he was a child. Brothers, this is the obligation to a foster mother. You tell me, what will be your obligation to your biological mother? Allahu Akbar. I haven't got time to explain. Mufti Taqi Uthmani Damat Barakatum writes in the Risala where he speaks about Hajj and Qurbani on page 29. He says, when Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam was taken by the father to be slaughtered on the command of Allah, and they came at that precise location where son and father got ready on the command of Allah. فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينَ. And then the son tells the father, oh my father, I think preferably you turn my head down so that there's no eye contact, so that you do not become reluctant while you slaughter. It must not happen, there's eye contact and then there's a bit of reluctancy while you are in the order of Allah. But then he goes on to say, and that's the point I deduce from this quotation. Oh my father, when you slaughter me, in my human reaction I will kick. And when I kick, my clothes will be stained with blood. And believe it or not, this will be the only garment that my mother will cherish. I don't want it to be stained with blood to aggravate the agony of my mother when I'm gone. Once upon a time, the Ismail of this ummah was so sensitive to the sentiments of his mother, who took into cognizance the joy of his mother while dying on the command of Allah. What has happened to the Ismail of today that boldly, loudly, clearly, repeatedly, aggressively speaks to his mother in the presence of his mother? The Nabi of Allah said, no farz namaz, no nafil namaz, no hajj, no zakat is accepted of that man who gives preference to his wife over his mother. One person came to Hussein radiallahu anhu. You're such a pious man, but I never see you eating with your mother. He said, come, I tell you why I don't. أَخَافُ أَن تَسْبَقَ يَدِي يَدَهَا إِلَى مَا تَسْبَقُ عَيْنَيْهَا. If I eat with my mother, I fear, out of the sheer respect that I have for her, it mustn't happen that her gaze falls on a morsel and I pick up that morsel which she has intended to eat. If I do that, I consider myself to be disobedient to my mother. Brothers, there are riwayat upon riwayat in the books of hadith. Two things I want to still mention. One is, as I mentioned, the relation between mother and wife. This is a very sensitive relation. I personally have been involved in many marriages which are in jeopardy because of this relation. I'm going to prove, or I'm going to present two hadith to substantiate my pattern of thought in what I am suggesting and advocating at this juncture. It's very important, it's very sensitive. The first hadith is narrated in Jam'ul Fawaid. The narrator of the hadith is Aisha radiallahu anha. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَعْظَمُ النَّاسِ حَقًّا عَلَى الرَّجُلِ أُمُّهُ وَأَعْظَمُ النَّاسِ حَقًّا عَلَى الْمَرْأَةِ زَوْجُهَا. The greatest obligation a woman owes is to her spouse and her husband. And the greatest obligation a man owes is to his mother. Let's analyze this hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first hadith, the greatest obligation on a man is to his mother. And the greatest obligation on a woman is to her husband. The second hadith, it's narrated by Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, it's in Bayhaqi. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Man asbaha muti'an lillahi fi walidayh. He who gets up obeying Allah with regards to his parents, asbaha lahu babani maftuhani min al-jannah. He gets up in such a way, the two doors of Jannah are open for him. Wa man asbaha asiyan lillahi fi walidayh. And he who gets up disobeying Allah with regards to the relation of his parents. While you and I sit here and I focus on the elderly people with utmost respect, perhaps you might think this is a wonderful topic for my son to be present. I'm asking you, oh my respected father and oh my respected uncle, those that are elder than me in age, with utmost respect, while you want your son to respect you, my cry to you is, my call to you is, when last have you visited the grave of your mother? When last have you visited the grave of your father? The riwayat appears in Musnad Ahmad. The Nabi of Allah says, some people enjoy high abodes in Jannah. Then they ask Allah, Allah, but I did not perform this. Allah says, no, no, every day your son is making dua for you. This is the reward. Brothers, I'm addressing a congregation that is fairly affluent. Allah has given you wealth. The Nabi of Allah says, one of the best ways you can reward your parents after their demise is to initiate Sadaqah Jariyah. Sadaqah Jariyah has various forms. One of the best things the Nabi of Allah says is to make water available to people. Nabi alayhi salam says, make water available to people. Some remote place, some jungle, some part of Africa where people will come and drink that water. Brothers, wallah, you can give your health and your wealth. Like one man told me so sadly, he says, Maulana, I'm so sad that when I had my parents, I didn't have hidayat, nor did I have wealth. Allah took my parents away. Today Allah gave me health also, Allah gave me wealth also. I have the money. I wish I could take them for Hajj, but they are gone. I wish I could take them for... One day I spoke about the respect of parents, and I came out, there were a lot of brothers that were crying. He came to me, one brother, he embraced me. He says, Maulana, you are lucky, you can go and knock the door of your mother and ask for forgiveness. Ask me. I know how many times I've hurt my mother. Where do I knock? Who do I knock? What do I do? I spoke about, many years ago, I gave a talk, and I spoke about the harms of giving priority to your wife over your mother. As I walked out of the masjid, there was a brother who was sobbing. Literally sobbing, brothers. He came, he embraced me. And then he says, you know, today you've opened up a reality to my life. And you've opened my eyes. And I remember that brother. I wasn't even married. He says, Maulana, may Allah make it easy for you. And may Allah reward you for the advice that you have given me. But believe me, the day the reality will prevail on you. And this will stay at you. The situation is totally different. Nevertheless, I come back to this hadith. There's so much to mention. لَوْ عَلِمَ اللَّهُ شَيْئًا مِنَ الْعُقُوكِ أَدْنَى مِنْ أُفٍ لَنَهَا عَنْ ذَلِكِ. If there was any way of disobeying your mother less than the word uff, Allah would have even made that forbidden. فَلْيَعْمَلِ الْعَاقُ مَا شَاءَ أَنْ يَعْمَلِ. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu says, tell the disobedient son to do whatever he wants to. He will be deprived of the fragrance of Jannat. إِيَّاكُمْ وَحُقُوقَ الْوَالِدَيْنِ. The riwayat appears in Abu Dawood. The Nabi of Allah says, whatever sin you do, Allah will punish you in akhirat. But there's one sin if you do, Allah won't leave you here, nor will Allah leave you there. And that is disobedience to parents. Umar ibn Abdulaziz advises Ibn Mahran. He says, I give you three advices. لَا تَأْتِيَنَّ أَبْوَابَ الصَّلَاتِينَ وَإِنَ أَمَرْتَهُمْ بِمَعْرُوفٍ أَوْ نَهِيتَهُمْ عَنْ مُنْكَرٍ. Don't sit in the company of the kings and the rulers. Even if your endeavors are noble to invite them towards good, you will be engulfed with materialism. وَلَا تَخْلُوَنَّ بِمْرَأَةٍ وَإِنْ عَلَّمْتَهَا سُورَةً مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ. Don't sit in seclusion with a woman even if you are teaching the Quran. وَلَا تَصْحَبَنَّ عَاقًا لِوَالِدَيْ. Don't ever befriend a man who is disobedient to his parents. Allah has no regard for him. We conclude with this hadith where I urge the brothers in this gathering. Brothers, if you have offended your mother, from today onwards, I ask you to go back and speak to your wife and tell her. This is what I told my wife, and I'm mentioning, and I've said it to a lot of times on a lot of occasions. Indeed, it's a hostile relation. Let me explain this hadith. Perhaps it will make it easier for you to comprehend what I'm saying. The Nabi of Allah says, if you disobey your parents, two doors of Jahannam are opened. The Sahabi says, but what happens if your parents oppose you and they oppress you? Nabi alayhi salam said, وَإِنْ ظَلَمَاهُ وَإِنْ ظَلَمَاهُ وَإِنْ ظَلَمَاهُ. Even if they oppress you not once or twice or thrice, if you disobey them, Jahannam is open for you. He will be guilty for his wrong, she will be guilty for her wrong. But as a child, at no rights is it correct for you to raise your voice in front of that woman that suckled you, that nursed you, that carried you, that bore you, that took you from pain to pain. Brothers, tell your wife from today onwards. Perhaps your relation between my mother and you is hostile. Whatever differences you have, take it in your heart and in your cupboard. If you will make me happy, and that's my concluding advice, let's look at the situation objectively. The greatest obligation of the wife is to the husband. The greatest obligation of the husband is to the mother. You serve my mother and don't wait for a jazakallah from my mother. I am happy with you. If I am happy with you, the Nabi of Allah says, your jannat is done. If my mother is happy with me, my jannat is done. That which is jeopardizing our marriages and breaking our marriages, why not look at it with a spiritual eye? Oh my wife, jannat is for you, jannat is for me. May Allah Ta'ala dawn upon us the reality of the ni'mat of our parents. Those of us that our parents are gone, brothers, let us go to their covers and cry. Let us make dua to Allah. Let us give charity in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Those of us that our parents are alive. We do not believe in Mother's Day. It's an insult to your mother to honor her one day in the year. Wallah, every day, every moment, every second is a Mother's Day. And if you are going to give her a gift on a Mother's Day, then apart from it, you know, being wrong, you will be harmed because it is coming in the resemblance of the enemies of Islam. Every day take a gift, but of course not in the resemblance of kuffar. May Allah Ta'ala give our parents long life. May Allah give them barakat in their health and their wealth. May Allah give them a befitting reward. May Allah give them. Brothers, I know personally, with tears I can tell you, I was studying and I left the madrasa and I did not want to study. Allah reward my father who helped me with such kindness and love and mercy. I think of this and a shiver goes down my body, and he held me and he embraced me. He says, oh my boy, go and study. There's a future ahead. But with such kindness and love that he told me, if it wasn't for that advice, perhaps I would have never been here. May Allah give him the best of reward for the wonderful advices that he has given. وآخر الدعوان أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.